This is NLJE,
home of fracturing football,
where hosts Noah Lichtenberg and Jack Edwards analyze the latest in sports.
Right now on 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome to 2019's first edition of NLJE. I'm your host, Noah Lichtenberg. Alongside of me, my co-host, Jack Edwards, as well as Luke Donovan and Spencer Fleischer. Now, we're going to start off, and the topic of today's show is going to be an intro into March Madness and the NCAA tournament. And I know the first thing we're going to talk about is teams that already have a bid in the tournament. So I'm going to hand it over to Luke for that.
Well, you know, the first team I want to talk about that has a spot in the tournament is Murray State. They are 27-4 and the winners of the Ohio Valley Conference. They got a star player, number third in projected in the NBA draft, Ja Morant. What do you guys think about him?
I mean, he's just a supremely talented dude. I mean, I'm a Bulls fan, so it's not a lot to be excited for except for the guys in the draft right now. And so the dudes I'm looking at right now is him, Zion, and RJ. Because if you get a top three pick, those are the three dudes right now. And I think that he makes a case, for the Bulls especially, a bit of a caveat, because he's a guard, would add a lot to their team. And he's definitely, in my opinion, you could argue Darius Garland from Vanderbilt is the only contestant he's projected to be fourth in this mock draft I'm looking at right now. But he's one of the elite guards in the nation. And when you get into March, it's always a debate whether or not an individual guy can lead your team to success. I think he's capable. I think he's got a great chance. He's such an elite scorer to help his team go far, and them securing a place already in the tournament, it's a great step for them.
Yeah, I completely agree. His explosiveness reminds me a lot of Russell Westbrook. Just his dunks that I've seen of him, I haven't really watched him that much, but the dunks that I've seen reminded me of Russell Westbrook because of how high he can get, how ferocious they are.
Exactly. I mean, he's just good in all aspects, 50% from the field, 33% from three. He's like Russ Westbrook, a bit of an explosive athlete. He definitely gets that flair to his game. Question is whether or not he can be as efficient and as dominant in this individual game as he wants to be. And I think that he definitely has the talent. I mean, 24 points, 10 assists a night. You don't get that from any players in the nation, and he's one of the elite guys, and that's going to give them a bit of an edge compared to everyone else.
How far do you think Ja Morant, how far do you think Murray State is going to go in the tournament?
He's one of those players that can, if it's close, he can win the game. So I think they have a chance to upset a 5 seed. If they are a 12 seed, I think they could make a run.
I think they beat Belmont. He had 36 points in that game. He showed that he has, in those big nights, those big games when they need him the most, he stepped up. I think that just shows you that he's got that in him. And that means, I think that he's going to be, they're projected to be about a 12 seed in the March Madness. They're probably going to be the most favored, upsetted, chosen team, at least, because you have Ja Morant, the biggest name, probably going to be one of the lowest seed top guys. I don't think it's going to be safe to choose him just solely on that fact. It's more of a team emphasis. I think that they were probably going to get beaten if against the 5 seed, but then again, you really have to see who it is, because Selection Sunday isn't for a couple. Duke and those two dudes, Duke's going to win it all.
If Zion's healthy, Duke can win it all, but I do think RJ Barrett is better.
Better than Zion. You know, I don't think he's a better basketball player. If looking at the draft, I would choose RJ over Zion because there are more factors than just a basketball player that come into your viewpoint. Because you got to look at Zion. How many times have we seen an athlete like him last for a long amount of time with a lot of durability? LeBron James.
Yeah.
If you're holding LeBron James as your barometer for how good a player is going to be, you're going to let them down a lot of the time. Zion's a supremely talented guy. He's a raw player, but still has a phenomenal amount of potential. Insane athleticism. But RJ Barrett, I feel like, has a much higher floor and almost as high a ceiling as Zion Williamson does.
Yeah.
And that's a lot more secure for me.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Zion's ceiling is all like as high as it can get.
As high as LeBron's, almost.
Yeah, because his athleticism, no one can beat it. But in the long run, RJ Barrett, for me, is the better guy. Since Zion is out, he's been averaging 26.2 points per game in the last 5 games, even though they've lost 2 of those games. And he's also scored the most points as a freshman in Duke history. So he's getting up there.
I think it's interesting debate because Zion is someone we've never seen anybody like. Like, even LeBron James, he's, like, bigger than LeBron James. He's
the first player in college to be like him because LeBron obviously never went to college. Exactly. He's the most dominant player.
LeBron was called the chosen one in high school. Yeah. I don't think there's any more hype than that.
Yeah.
Okay, comparing in the NBA, there's nobody the size and the athleticism of Zion Williamson. So if you draft him, you're drafting a wild card. You don't know what, like we were talking about, you don't know how high his ceiling is going to be, whether he's going to be a bust or not.
I think
with RJ Barrett, the thing is, you know, you've seen players like him come into the league and succeed. So that's what the teams are going to have to decide, whether they go all in on Zion, on something they've never seen before, or draft RJ Barrett, someone they know will help their team. And we don't know how good he's going to be. He's not going to maybe be one of the discussions for GOAT, but you never know.
You can't really, like, judge GOAT on college.
100%. Yeah.
There's college GOATs like
Christian Laettner,
exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Not a very successful NBA player.
No, he was not a successful NBA player at all, but he is one of the greatest college basketball players of all time. There's a difference because in football, Tim Tebow's the best college football player of all time, college quarterback, but in the NFL, he was awful. Mm-hmm. It's two different games.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I think that if I'm the number one team in the draft, I think you're picking Zion Williamson. You're looking at the Knicks, the Suns, the Cavs, the Bulls, going to be your four favorites, possibly the Hawks, are your favorite teams to be able to select and have that difficult decision because, yeah, you have that wild card in Zion, but he's just the best player in college and is going to translate very, very well to the NBA. His ball handling skills are raw. Need to develop a bit more. Jump shot is a little shaky, but when driving to the lane, there's no one that can stop him. We've seen with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Ben Simmons, even LeBron James, don't have super good perimeter shooting, but just being able to drive to the rim, score the basketball, is something that's usable in the NBA. And with his athleticism and his insane ability on the defensive side of the ball, he's just a great two-way player, even when stepping right into the league. So I think that I would pick him. It's a very, very tough choice.
Yeah, it's depending on who gets the first pick. Because for me,
if it's the Knicks, you just take Zion.
For me, if the Bulls get the first pick, I'd pick RJ Barrett. Because RJ Barrett would seem like a better long-term guy than Zion. But for the Knicks, I'd pick Zion because the Knicks could possibly go out and sign a big-name free agent
100%.
Like Kyrie or Kevin Durant because they have that cap space.
Yeah, I think that. And then bringing it back to March Madness, in that point of view, I'm not sure when they're projecting Zion's going to come back.
He is supposed to be back for the ACC tournament starting on Wednesday.
So, personally, I think if Zion does come back for the ACC tournament and they win that, they'll become a one seed.
I think that Duke's going to be 1-2 seed locked, pretty much.
Yeah.
I think that Zion, if I'm Zion and if I'm Duke, I'm looking at him, I'm saying, is there any risk of re-injury in the short term? If there is, I'm not playing you till the very beginning of the tournament. Because if you're a 1 or 2 seed, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is Zion Williamson is healthy for the tournament. Because even if you fall to a 2, maybe, I don't know if it's possible to a 3 seed, because it's just how good they are.
It's not possible for Duke to fall to a 3 seed. They're too hyped.
And I think that it would just concern Zion Williamson's health over possibly winning the ACC championship and being a 1 seed. Because if you have Zion Williamson healthy, you could be the 16 seed. You'd probably win the end.
Way too early Final Four predictions. All right, what do you guys think? Before we even see the bracket, 4 teams that are in the Final Four. Anybody know what 4 teams they're picking?
I'm going to take Virginia, North Carolina, Houston, and Michigan State.
You stole mine. I think Duke. I think that 1 or 2, they're going to be going far. Zion, RJ Barrett, Cameron Reddish, Trey Jones. They just have so much talent, and they have Coach K. They just have a phenomenal amount on their squad. I think that Purdue are going to make a run as a future IU. Hoosier, does not excite me to say that. I think they're going to make a bit of a run. I think we're going to see one of those 3-4 teams make a big run. I think Virginia are going to make it as well. They're going to try and get back for last year's disappointment. And I think we're going to see a middle-of-the-pack team kind of explode. I think Wisconsin. I just like Wisconsin.
Is Wisconsin going to make it?
Yeah, they're a 4 seed.
Yeah, Wisconsin, Duke, Virginia, and I completely forgot the fourth team I put. That's my prediction. That's my prediction.
So, I'm a big Big Ten guy, so I'm gonna have to go with Michigan State.
I was on the border thinking about them.
This all depends on where everyone is put in the bracket.
Exactly.
Right now, I'm looking at a bracket projection. Michigan State's in the Midwest bracket. So for the South in this projection, I think I'm either going to have to go Michigan or Duke, because Duke and / Michigan can both beat Kentucky if they're healthy. And then in the West bracket, I'm going to have to go with Villanova at the sixth seed.
Definitely something a little bit.
Villanova has that history of just playing well in tournaments over the past 4 years.
And they're hot right now.
Yeah. And then in the East, I think I'm going to have to go Virginia with my only one seed.
So are Virginia the safest team in the Final Four in our view?
Final Four, I have them as well. So
the reason why I think Virginia is going to do so much better than they did last year is because they actually have a guy that can score on their team.
All right, my Final Four, I have Virginia, like I said. I also like Kentucky as a team. I think that they're a young team, and I think they'll come together for the tournament. And then the other two Final Four, I think Michigan State and Michigan are both going to be two seeds. Michigan might win the Big Ten championship, or at least make it to the final. And I think that we're going to see a rematch of that in the Final Four
That's actually NCAA what I was
final.
Thinking.
That would be really exciting, especially for anybody that lives in Michigan. That would be interesting. They could meet in the Final Four as well. All right, we're going to wrap up this show. Next time we're on, I think the tournament is going to have started by then. So good luck on making your brackets. This has been NLJE for the first time of 2019. I'm Noah Lichtenberg for Jack Edwards, Luke Donovan, and Spencer Fleischer. Good luck, and may your March be mad.